Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Wednesdays, we're always talking home tips with Susie Calabrese, home expert. And summer is here. It's been so hot out. So, you know, water play is crucial this time of year for kids, for pets, even for us at home.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a good way to cool down. So what do you have for us, Susie?
Yeah, so first up, let's talk about the hottest trend this summer. Hot, I guess, pun intended, right? The inflatable water slides and bounce houses. I feel like driving around in some of these, you know, neighborhoods where they have a lot of kids at play, you just see these blown up in people's side yards or backyards. They're amazing, and they provide hours of entertainment, and they keep kids active and, better yet, cool because it's been so hot lately. And you can find various sizes and designs to fit your yard and budget. So my first tip on this one is, you know, you want to set these up in on a flat, grassy area if possible, because the cushion of the lawn is better for kids when they're landing from down the slide and into the water. But if people don't want to ruin their lawns, if you're you know, really just trying to keep kids not playing with water on your lawn with something like that, then you want to put it on the driveway, but you might want to use some mats underneath. So those gym mats that look like puzzle pieces that you can kind of like piece together, those aren't too expensive, guys. And or if you have a yoga mat laying around, you could kind of put that underneath too to add some extra cushion to soften the landing. And another tip is ensure the inflatable is securely anchored. They come with these stakes, and I know it's kind of tempting, like, oh, I put it up, it's fine, it's got water in it, it's probably not going to go anywhere. Take that extra step because, you know, you just don't want to have anybody jumping, which my daughter stands on the top of the slide and like jumps down because she's so excited. So if you have a wild child, you want to make sure you watch them and they're secure and safe. But another one too is, you know, depending on where you're going to put this, you might be drawing power from inside of your house, outside of your house for one of these inflatables. And so if that's the case, make sure you don't grab any old extension cord. You want to grab an outdoor extension cord that's going to be water safe. And instead of using multiple to get that length that you're trying to get, try to buy a really long one. They sell them in different lengths. So just get the longer one and just make sure that, you know, you're electrically safe there. And the last tip is, you know, don't forget the sunscreen because the kids are out there, they're wet, you know, they're going to be playing, but they still need reapplying just like they would if they were at the beach. The sun is just as strong, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like a lot of our listeners are kind of the do-it-yourself crowd, you know, a little DIY. So what if we wanted to maybe set up our own like splash pad? Do you have any tips for that?
Totally. Yeah, because my husband had to work and left me with that blow up. And I'm not going to lie, as a one person job, it's a lot of work. So, you know, even if you are DIY or not, like it's a whole thing to set that up. But if you're looking for something like a little easier, a little smaller scale, you know, you could just use like good old garden hose and sprinklers, maybe put that, you know, yoga mat outside, like a rubber mat, and just arrange it so that they can play in like a slippery, cool area. That's just adds water fun, you know, like buckets, sponges, things like that. Kids can kind of balance. They can just enjoy like a refreshing spray.
And then even like the classic water balloon battles, you can do that too. That's always fun.
Definitely. We did that this past weekend with a bunch of kids at like a graduation party. It was so fun. You could just fill up a bunch of water balloons. You know, they sell the kind now where you can like fill up 100 at a time or something. And like, they're like tied together. That sounds like it's worth the investment. And then like let the kids have at it, you know, just remember to tell them to aim for below the shoulders, you know. And if you have bigger kids, you know, maybe capture the flag or like water balloon dodgeball, make it competitive.
Yeah.
And we have those little water bombs that are like reusable. They have like little magnets on them. So like you fill them up with water, they explode when they hit you, but then you can fill them up with water again.
Oh, less waste.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, and less cleanup because the water balloons, you're like walking around the yard trying to like entice the kids to pick everything up. Yeah, those water balloons, those came out last summer, Kevin. Those were really popular, actually. I got to get my hands on some of those.
Yeah, they're neat. They're great for the bath, too, because you could just use them in the bathtub when the kids take a bath.
That's sounds like a hot mess, but also very fun. Yes.
All right, coming up at 6:25, more water in the summertime. We're going to talk about some hydrating snack ideas and storing all your water supplies, all your water toys and everything. That's coming up at 6:25 with Susie Calabrese, starring at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. Summertime, talking about all the fun water play that you do at your house with your kids and your family and your pets during the summertime. It's been really hot lately. So every Wednesday, we talk to Susie Calabrese, home expert.
Yeah, and we're all for investing in the fun, right? You get the toys, you get the little attachments. But how do we store these things? So Susie, give us some insight. How can we make cleanup easier?
I know, that's the challenge, right, Jenna? Like, you know, you have this awesome equipment, and then after a fun day, it's really important to keep it clean and dry those inflatable water slides or a bounce house, anything that's wet, because you want to avoid mold growth on them when you put them away, because, like, what a waste it would be to take it out, and it's, like, gross, right?
So yeah.
I think the trick that we found was to let the sun really do the work for you. Even though we've been having some, you know, really high heat and then some heavy rains, that's fine. Like, you can leave things out in the rain and then let the sun, when it comes back out, like, dry things out. You know, for those water slides we talked about earlier, they happen to have a drain hole in the bottom. So we're talking about those big blow up water slides that are really trending right now. And in the bottom, they have on the inside a drain. So you want to let the majority of the water out first, and then you don't deflate it. You let it stay inflated and let the sun dry it off before you deflate it. Mm. Once, if you happen to have a blower, like a handheld leaf blower or a backpack leaf blower, you could use your blower once it's been drying for a while, after you then deflate it, to then blow off the rest of the excess water. And if you don't have that, you could use a towel to dry it. I tried to drag it all the way to my deck and then, like, let it hang dry, and I realized how heavy that was and what a workout it was. So that's where we got the leaf blower idea. But, you know, letting the sun dry the inflatable is a huge time saver before deflating it.
This is the mistake I made, because I did this last weekend. We have, like, one of those, like, rectangle blow-up pools, and yeah. I let all the water out, then deflated it, and it was just a mess. It was trying to, like, get it dry, and I put it in the sun and all that. But that's a great idea, to let it dry while it's still inflated.
Yeah, I mean, and for someone like us that was using this big blow-up, it sounds like a waste of energy, kind of, because you're, like, still letting it, you know, be up without use, because mm-hmm. you're trying to let the sun dry it. But I just think that it dries faster.
Yeah.
And this time of year, you know, you're using these things very frequently. So you want to, like, put it up, take it down, put it up, you know what I mean? You're not going to leave it up all summer long.
It's true. But it must be hard for, like, pet owners, you know, because you have this thing still inflated and your dog's probably trying to jump on it, because it's like, I want to be cool. You know, I want to cool off too, you know?
Totally. And they have their nails, right? So they can't really get in there. They could pop a hole, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, we do have to think about our pets, because they get hot too. They want to be outside and be part of the fun. And I do think that, you know, water, or like a pool that is specific to them, like one of those ones you can get at the hardware store, like the little plastic pools, right? The shallow ones, you know, those aren't very expensive. You put that also outside in maybe even a shaded area and put it with cool water. And you could add floating toys or treats to encourage your pet to kind of splash and play too. You could even set up like a DIY pet sprinkler there, because I know some dogs, like, they just love to try to catch the water coming out of the garden.
Yeah.
So, you know, let them play and adjust that water pressure so it's gentle. And I think, you know, in terms of those treats that you could put in their water or whatever, there are pet safe foods like chicken broth or yogurt or, you know, ice cube trays that you could use to make these frozen snacks for them, and then, like, throw them in the pool and let them basically go fishing.
Yeah, that sounds perfect for the dogs to stay hydrated.
Super refreshing.
Yeah. What about hydrating snacks for the humans, though? Because the kids are going to want snacks too.
Everybody needs to stay hydrated and energized, right? I mean, and fruit is such an easy and healthy snack idea. You know, we do a lot of, like, homemade fruit popsicles, and those are the best because they're refreshing. They don't have any added sugar in them. You can make them ahead of time. You know, you don't need that many. They come in those little, like, 6-packs or 4-packs that you can get now a days. Even at the grocery store, they have some of these molds. So you're just going to get some fresh fruit and mix it with either regular water, or you could even use coconut water as the base And this is going to be like a hydrating mixture that just freezes into a solid. And I'm a huge fan of charcuterie boards because I just think in the summer, everyone's appetite kind of changes too. And throughout the day, maybe you don't want to have like a full blown lunchtime, but you just want to like snack throughout the day. If you're playing outside, you know, having something ready to go to bring out like veggie sticks and hummus, or one of my favorites right now are those, like, I call them carrot chips, but they're just crinkle cut fresh carrots. I tell them myself that they're chips, but they're not.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are really good. Yeah. And, you know, watermelon, it just has to be the most refreshing fruit ever. And you can do so much with them, like juices and popsicles, just regular slices. And the greatest thing about them is that they actually are pet safe for dogs, as long as they don't have seeds in them. Oh. So you could get a whole watermelon, cut it up, freeze it for your dog, you know, pet fun fishing pool, and then also give it to the kids too.
Oh, I like that. I like a multifunctioning snack. That's
yeah,
great.
That's one you can put out for everybody. Dogs, yeah. Kids, everyone.
Exactly.
All right, awesome. These all sound perfect. We're going to get in the water this summer. We're going to stay hydrated. Thank you so much, Susie. We'll talk to you again.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.